an exercise in power. This is Jav Parrish. I'm finally back home in Seattle after a 7,000-mile round-trip road journey to Maine and back. The return half, fueled by all the hot air flowing from national commentary in the wake of Ned Lamont's victory over Joe Lieberman in the Connecticut primary. The Ned Lamont challenge would not have happened, let alone succeeded, without voter dissatisfaction over the Iraq War and Lieberman's relentless cheerleading for it. 60% of Americans and an overwhelming majority of Democrats want the U.S. to end its involvement in Iraq, yet few serious leaders from either party in Washington reflect that public consensus. It's hard to find senators who will even say that Iraq has become, as in the title of Thomas E. Rick's new book, a fiasco. For over 3 years now, the operative mode in our nation's capital regarding Iraq has been denial. With a few honorable exceptions, Republicans have mimicked their president's rose-colored stay-the-course mantras, while Democrats, minus hawks like Lieberman, have preferred to talk about something, anything else. Lamont's win suddenly presents a very real political threat to all those folks cozy no-bid contracts, pork-laden emergency appropriations, and country club games of Stratego. But voter anger in Connecticut and elsewhere isn't just about a war sold with lies and executed with cruelty and incompetence. It's also about the refusal of our elected representatives to do anything about it once it became obvious that it was all going awry. And it's about their continuing bipartisan refusal to do anything even when the public came to a majority conclusion that the whole thing was a misbegotten mess. And even that wouldn't resonate so strongly if it weren't so reminiscent of government failures to act on our nation's healthcare crises, the ballooning deficit, the catastrophe that is public education, and on and on. In other words, Ned Lamont's victory wasn't just an indictment of war policy, it was also an indictment of the complete lack of responsiveness and accountability that has characterized both the executive branch and Congress, both parties, for years. D.C. business as usual has come to mean not dealing with the nation's problems by trying to find solutions, however flawed, but instead feeding a bipartisan corporate oligarchy while lying to the public and hoping to distract us from our problems with fake issues like gay marriage, flag burning, or the ludicrously renamed death tax. That is why Ned Lamont's victory scared the permaclass running our nation's capital. That small, incestuous circle of legislators, lobbyists, think tanks, and corporate donors knows it can only be taken down in one way, by the will of the voters. And while come November, incumbents will still have every advantage this year, we now know, each of us, in every state and every congressional district, that our local D.C. business-as-usual hack can be beaten. If it doesn't happen this November, there's plenty of time for 2008. That's why all the hysteria and hot air from Beltway people who know better. It's not that they don't recognize that voters, properly motivated, can bring down this whole corrupt charade of corporate democracy. It's that they don't want you to recognize it. Because if you, which is to say we, understand that the ultimate electoral power really does belong to us, we're capable of ending a lot more than just the war in Iraq. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.